From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Scheduled talks between U.S. and Chinese officials on a wide range of issues will apparently begin in Beijing with the case of a Chinese rights activist resolved. Chen Guangcheng has now left the U.S. embassy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says U.S. officials reportedly worked out some guarantees for him.
U.S. officials say they had very intense negotiations over the past few days with the Chinese about Chen, that he never asked for asylum or safe passage to the U.S., but that he wanted to stay in China to continue his activism, and that his priority was to be reunited with his family, including with his son, who he had apparently not seen for a couple of years.
And that's NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Beijing. Human Rights Watch finds that Syrian government forces have committed war crimes in northern Syria. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the group says the atrocities occurred just as a U.N. peace mission was supposed to get underway.
The New York-based organization says the Syrian regime killed at least 95 civilians and burned or destroyed hundreds of homes in a two-week offensive in the region of Idlib. They say the attacks occurred just as the Syrian government was negotiating a peace plan with UN envoy Kofi Annan. They say government troops used tanks and helicopters on civilians in an area believed by the government to shelter rebel forces. Residents say government troops entered their homes and summarily executed men. Meanwhile, near the city of Aleppo today, also in Syria's north, rebels clashed with government troops after rebels tried to take over a police station. 10 government soldiers and at least 4 rebels were killed. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
A new report finds that marijuana use by teenagers is on the rise. The percentage of teens who smoke pot heavily has jumped 80% since 2008. NPR's Craig Windeman joins us now. And Craig, what are some of the other findings in this study?
Well, Paul, this research by the partnership at drugfree.org and the MetLife Foundation says the increase in marijuana use is mainly due to more pot smoking by teenage boys. Partnership President Steve Passerb says many parents just look the other way, even though teens who smoke pot heavily in high school are more likely to struggle with alcohol and drug problems later.
If you're the parent of a teenager or you have a teenager in life, it doesn't matter who you are, where you live, what race you are, this is a health issue facing your kids.
Well, Craig, what about the argument that if marijuana were legalized, it could be taxed and possibly better controlled?
Well, Paul, the president's top drug policy advisor, Gil Kerlikowske, says the experience with prescription drugs shows that legalization would not prevent abuse of pot.
Prescription drugs are already taxed, they're already regulated, they're already controlled, and we do a very poor job of keeping them out of the hands of abusers and young people.
Kerlikowske says flatly there's no good reason to legalize pot.
Thanks very much, NPR's Craig Windeman. This is NPR News. Republicans have been accusing President Obama of politicizing the killing of terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden. But as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, at least one political analyst says they should not have taken the bait.
Larry Sabato, the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, says it was inevitable that bin Laden's killing would be politicized in a presidential election year. But he says Republicans should remain focused on the economy.
A single hour taken away from a discussion on the economy for the Republicans is an hour lost.
Sabato says bin Laden's death gives President Obama a way to present his foreign policy record as a success, but he says in the end it probably won't be a major part of the debate heading into an election dominated by economic issues. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration's pushing for a trial in its civil lawsuit against oil giant BP. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the case would determine responsibility for the worst oil disaster in U.S. history.
The Justice Department is asking a New Orleans federal judge to set a trial date for this summer to hear the government's claim against BP. The state of Alabama is also asking for a speedy trial. The requests come more than 2 years after BP's well blew, killing 11 rig workers and gushing some 200 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. BP has reached an agreement with plaintiffs' lawyers that will resolve tens of thousands of claims brought by individuals and businesses. That deal is awaiting preliminary approval from the New Orleans court. The Justice Department and the state of Alabama argue that settlement should not delay the cases brought by the federal and Gulf state governments. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.